Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Buzzard. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin throws the ball into Banks, who tags Blasingame trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cimoli moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. Crow moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Buzzard. Cimoli scores. Crow scores. Boyer moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. Green drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morin out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cunningham. Averill reaches second base with a double. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cimoli is hit by the pitch. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Cimoli moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cimoli moves to third. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-1 in the game. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cardinals. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Simulai hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0-for-2 in the game. Gramas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Jim Brosnan now pitching. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 2 in the game. Buzzard is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dale Long now playing first base. Solly Hemus pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Smith pinch runs for Solly Hemus. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame bunts towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. It's Cubs, 5, Cardinals, 5. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Cimoli scores. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Smith now playing left field. Alex Kellner now pitching. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Gino Cimoli now playing right field. Jokun Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 6, Cardinals, 6. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cunningham for the out. 1 out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Stan Musial pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musial for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Tate now playing shortstop. Elmer Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tate fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Walls moves to third. Long moves to second. It's 7-6, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Bobby Smith. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Similei reaches second base with a double. Blasingame goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 7, Cardinals, 7. Bob Anderson now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Similei scores. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.